This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
So suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, my friends, back at it in the studio. Want to say a special thanks to Mark Chait, Dr. Chait, last night, my good buddy. We were there because we had no power. Halfway through the show, I got word the power came back on. And honestly, I didn't know we were going to have a home studio when we went out on Sunday and into the Sunday night, Monday hour, because Irma, man, Irma was a tough you-know-what. Even though she collapsed on the way through Florida, it was no picnic to go through, folks. If you're in Florida, you've been through it, you've been through some things like that in Houston, although Houston was a stall and flood issue, although there was some flooding localized in areas that are prone to flooding. For the most part, this was a wind and rain event, and man, oh man. You've seen the movie Twister, Super Don? Remember that Twister?
Oh yeah, several times, yeah.
I mean, you're hearing like all these, you know, tornadoes that are spawning out of this hurricane. Or what was a hurricane, and you're like, gee, you know, at any moment, that drops down, what do you do, right? There but for the grace of God go I. And, you know, we made it through the howling winds, but it was the rain coming in sideways at 70, 80 miles an hour, gusts that were higher, pushing on the door, running water through the walls, I mean, underneath the walls, like it was pooling up just from the sheer force of the wind. And I'm like coming in with the towels going in, get another towel, and then finally, you know, at 3 a.m, the rain stopped, but the wind, you know, it was like we went through what was the eye. It was silent for a while. And then the howling winds came, but the winds were nothing compared to the wind plus the rain. And after that, it was sort of all downhill. And then we woke in the morning to look out and say, oh my gosh, no trees fell and hit the house. My studio has not been crushed, even though there are oak trees, those of you watching on YouTube, right above my head. That was the big concern. And I broke down my studio, brought the stuff to a safer part of the house. Just in case, and I thought, you know, if nothing else, I could broadcast from, you know, anywhere. As you know, I travel around the world with the equipment, but I was just hoping I wouldn't lose the studio because it's a comfortable little studio. And so here we are.
I kind of like it, huh?
Yeah, I do. we made it through, and God bless y'all, and thank you for your prayers, all the people that sent nice messages, and you know, we didn't have it as bad as a lot of people that are still without power. Particularly if you're in South Florida, where it's just cooking 90-something degrees. It feels like 105 in the shade with the humidity there. And, you know, we coming out of this, this is some interesting aside, just I'm sharing with you the things that I experienced talking with my wife about this. You don't realize when you have this much advance notice, there's good and there's bad to it. I mean, the good is that you have time to prepare if you're taking it seriously. The bad is it puts you in a little bit of that fight-or-flight mode for days on end. And I'm not used to being in that space for a long time. I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky kind of guy, pretty relaxed. I mean, behind the scenes, I'm a real diva, yelling at Super Don, screaming at him and all of that, right?
I know, all the time.
Yeah.
It just drove me to drink a few times, yeah.
Right. But other than that, I'm pretty relaxed, you know? And I realized with all of the ratcheting up of the fear that, you know, we're watching the weather and you know, checking out going, gee, we don't know. There's a lot of unknown and uncertainty here. It kind of throws you off your game a bit. especially if you're like, heart-centered, deep connection-focused kind of guy like me. And I'll admit that I'm human, and I can stray and sway a little bit and go, you know what? What's going to happen? I don't know. You know, there were times, and I talked to some folks about it. I said, you know, I feel like we're going to be fine. We'll get through it. But, you know, it's going to be a real event. But there are people, apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, that live in that state of fight or flight, that heightened anxiety all of the time. I don't know how they do it, because I would be exhausted. I'm actually a little tired tonight. I had a good night's sleep, but it's just like I'm feeling the effects of being in that heightened state of alertness, that the bear is going to show up, get ready to run kind of scenario for a number of days in a row. And it strengthens my understanding, and we're going to get into epigenetics today a little bit too, strengthens the understanding that the cells, when they're in that state, they can't be in growth and healing. Much like Bruce Lipton has taught us all those years, and he's been on this show talking about that. And that's why we talk about supporting adrenals, utilizing adaptogenic herbs, things like that. The minerals we talk about being so important, because all of these are the stress response. When we're stressed, we deplete minerals. The minerals are given up, just as if we are loaded with mercury, and it displaces these minerals. Stress displaces minerals. This is why shingles attacks happen, after stressful events. And, I'm looking at this. I'm like, how do we deal with that? And it's the same message, although it's heard even stronger or louder for me, that when these events are happening and we are being just we're being buffeted not by the winds of Hurricane Irma, but by the whims of the Weather Channel or Fox News or MSNBC, whatever you're watching, the mainstream media hype machine. Now, I'm not saying that it wasn't good that we had a lot of advance notice on weather. That's not what I'm saying. But to ratchet up the fear to such a degree and maintain it and engage in it and just feed off of it, it's depleting. And it takes you away from that, I'm going to speak for me, a little bit off of that connection to say I'm going to stay centered, focused, deep breathe, sing a song, whatever it's got to be, and bring myself back to the place where I know all is just fine. It's all going to be just fine. Yet the big fear, of course, is what if a tree falls on you in the middle of the night? There's not a lot you can do at that point. And so there's an element of surrender that has to come in life, because there's a bit of grace. Now, I'm going to bring up my travel trips to West Africa. I went twice. I went to Nigeria. I went to Ghana, particularly in Nigeria. It was a difficult trip in the sense that we got there. Our luggage didn't arrive for 2.5 days later. Now, that wasn't so bad because we were given clothing to wear. But, it's not like every place you go is air conditioned. It's equatorial. And this is the way people live every day. And in fact, the people that I met, many of them, they would wake up every morning and say a prayer and a blessing and be very present, because they didn't know if this is the day they're traveling down the road and they get hacked up by, a machete wielding madman, or a group of bandits on the road steals your everything you got and shoots you. This is a reality, a harsh reality that most people in America, perhaps not in Chicago, I've heard the crime's pretty bad there because they banned guns, but the idea that every day could be your last day on earth. When you have that as a perspective, eventually you cannot be stressed by that. You have to just be blessed by that and recognize your only connection is to the source of all sources, and that everything else is temporary. All the plastic from China, even the houses that we live in, some better, some worse, are all just temporary. The force of creation, the force of nature overwhelms our puny little bodies, as big and strong as we can get. We can be big like Ty Bollinger. At the same time, there's always something bigger. Whether you say in Star Wars, there's always a bigger fish. That's a common saying beyond that even. But it isn't that. It's just that no matter all the prep, I was thinking, Super Don, I was going to go into a lot of the prep stuff, physical prep. But anybody can do that. Mike Adams, the health ranger, nails preparation, right? I'm talking about the spiritual connection. Again, this is not 501c3 religion. You know what I'm saying, Superdome?
And I think it's a valid point, because I think you could have all of the physical preparation in place, all the food stores and the batteries and gas and the bug out bag and all that stuff. But if you aren't mentally and spiritually and psychologically prepared, all of that physical preparedness really isn't going to do you any good, because you're not going to be there and present and capable of handling the situation where you would use all of that stuff, right?
Well, yeah, and being the how would you say this? I mean, the thing is to be nimble, to be able to react on a moment, turn on a dime. If you're in, this goes to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't panic and carry a towel. I had to carry a lot of towels that night because of the leaks coming through sideways. But the idea of if you're in fight or flight, you can't think clearly. Now, there's a reason for it where the blood goes to the, you know, the movement part of your body to get you out of harm's way. But to live in that state, and a lot of people do, that's, again, why CBD or how CBD is such an important part of, you know, an adaptogenic, perhaps, response that we can do. Putting the CBD in you can relax you, calm you, help you to think more clearly about a situation and not panic. But, yes, preparation. Recognize that if the electricity goes out for a long time, the houses in Florida are not made like they were in the early part of the 20th century with very high ceilings and breezeways. So you could survive the heat of the summer with the fan. I mean, they were tougher people. Their livers, by and large, were a lot stronger. And, you know, I always say this, and people still kind of scratch their heads and say, what do you mean? When they say, I can't handle the humidity down in the South, I said, it's your liver. If your liver is strong, you can adapt to any environment. I granted, I don't like the cold. Can I adapt to it? Well, if I bundle up enough and sit by the fire, sure I can. I don't like it, but I don't have a lot of, if you see me on video, those of you watching on YouTube, we're back today on YouTube, the channel, RS Bell Media channel. You can watch it at robertscottbell.com. I don't have a lot of layers of insulation. That's just my body type. And, of course, this is not good or bad. It just is, right? So I have to deal with cold a lot more than I have to deal with heat. I can handle the heat. I love to sweat. But, again, the liver is key here. And that's something that you don't understand. If your liver is toxic or if you're diabetic, this becomes the issue for the chronic disease people, which are the vast majority of Americans. John Rappaport wrote another great article about the prescription drugs in America. We're killing ourselves from within. Even if nothing happens like a hurricane, we're destroying ourselves with drug molecules approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And it is the fear that drives people to drugs because they're not being told by the so-called expert doctors that, hey, if you've got diabetes, it's a deficiency of chromium. Get you the right kind in the right amount over time. You're going to reverse that situation. And you're not going to need glucophage or insulin. Of course, when that stops being manufactured or you can't access it because the pharmacy is not getting restocked because there's no oil flowing, maybe it's temporary like it is with the hurricanes we've just visited. Maybe it's a longer-term scenario and a peak oil scenario. What are you doing to plan for that eventuality if you're chronically ill? And we'll get into some of the discussion about how Bill Gates is broken as he thinks, well, of course, vaccines are the cure for everything. But we got Ty Bollinger waiting in the wings. He'll be joining us second hour to go outside the box. They're attacking homeschoolers. And it's sort of an I told you so from Robert Scott Bell here. What did I say about entering your kids into their jurisdiction? And how do you do it? We'll get into that some more as well. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. The notes are up. I've got an update on an upcoming event in Seattle-Tacoma area. Change of venue next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, we're having some dispute with Super Don over musical choices, but he gets to choose officially what's on the radio side of things. I'm thinking I get some level of control on the video side of things, because I get to, we get commercial breaks. Sometimes I'll play music if I'm going to, get some Echo water or something. And, he doesn't like Indigo Girls. Okay, what can I do? I try. A little folk song. So, anyway, here we go. What are you laughing at?
First world problems, I know.
But it is. Right now, I'm just happy to be alive, right? You're grateful. You're like, breathing a sigh of relief. The hurricane has passed. There are still people suffering. There are still people without power. Houston's still toast in many ways, or soaked toast with what happened there. But I remind you folks, again, this planet and everything on it is temporary. It's always been that case. Yes, it's been around a while. Yes, it'll be around for a lot longer, but we come and go, right? And I think the value of life, as I mentioned in going to West Africa and meeting the people there, that they really went with God every day, the people that I met. There was a great love. There was such a love and respect for life because they recognized any day could be their last on earth. We don't have normally that expectation in the West. We'd get up, get something to eat. Even if we're a little hungry, a little short on cash, you can find a way. We don't starve that often here. We could starve by choice. We could fast. We can afford to fast. In fact, that's a great luxury. It's the same planet, but so many different experiences on this planet. And just because we have all the technology in the world doesn't mean we can out-create Mother Nature, even those of you saying that the hurricanes were created by Donald Trump. I think that's a bit absurd. Because I know about HAARP technology, and, you're frying the ionosphere. We know that alters stuff, but I'm just not going all the way there, and you're going to go, well, then you can't have an overnight show, Robert. Well, I'd like to sleep overnight, if you don't mind, so it's okay. I'll roll with it. But... Epigenetics. All right, let's come back to some practical stuff here. There's a term called nutrigenomics, and this is Fox News Health covering this story. They have a video feed on it and everything, and they're interviewing a doctor. Looks like a guy of Indian descent, Dr. Nandi. And he talks about eating. He talks about how what you eat alters genetic expression. And it's more of what we've said for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, ever since I met Bruce Lipton initially, had him on the show. I met him in the 90s when he had a manuscript called The Biology of Belief. And I got to read his manuscript. It was so cool before it was an official book. I mean, what a great guy. Still amazing. And he talked about our very beliefs alter our genes. And so whether you call it epigenetics or nutrigenomics, it's the same concept, that nutrition impacts genetic manifestation, so that if you have everyone in your lineage before you had developed cancer in their lifetime and died of it or the treatment of it, it doesn't matter for you if you change what you do. If you alter your beliefs about food, about lifestyle, you know, maybe you were locked into a career path because your grandpa, your dad, they said, this is your path. But you inside said, no, this is not my path. This is like petting a cat backwards. But yeah, you're eating all the right stuff. That alone could upset your psychic body or your spiritual body, I shall say, where it says, you know, I'm here to do something, but I'm doing the opposite because somebody else wants me to do it, and I want to do it for them. And you're not living for you. And DACA Detox talks about that. You've got to be selfish, and it's a different kind of selfish, but it's a righteous selfishness. It's a self-love selfishness, that you've got to do what you're here to do, or else you're of no help to anybody else, except to be perhaps victimized by them or victimize them unintentionally because you're miserable in what you're doing. So here we have food. Why do I eat the food that I do? I saw many of my relatives, my aunts and uncles, my grandparents, they died of diseases before they should have. Even though they were healthy as children, I wasn't healthy as a child and as a young adult. So I made decisions based on that to switch my diet, but I didn't make those decisions until I met a homeopathic doctor who would train me for 10 plus years. But within the first few minutes of that fateful meeting, I said, oh my gosh, this was the answer to prayers. It was Garth Brooks says, I thank God for unanswered prayers. Well, I thank God for the answered ones. But the question is it the answer you want to hear? Because a lot of people, my friends included, when I said I'm going organic, they're like, you're bonkers. That stuff's expensive. You can't find it. Here we are 26, 27 years later. Man, I'm all right. I'm not complaining compared to what I was for the first 24 years of my life, folks. So this is something that will be covered, nutrigenomics and the truth about pet cancer. That's right. That's coming out around the time we have The Truth About Cancer Live with Ty Bolger in Orlando. By the way, come to Orlando. It's still here. They open the theme parks, for goodness sake. It's still here. No excuses. Book that ticket. Don't cancel it. We're coming together October 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'll tell you where I'm going to be in Seattle because there's a venue change after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, just updated the website. Today's show notes are up at robertscottbell.com. Why did I do that? Well, because I just got word that Marlene's Market Deli wants to have more room for the lecture. And apparently they have more room at their Federal Way location. That's October the 11th. That's a Wednesday. It's an outside-the-box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. And I'll be broadcasting live from Marlene's Market and Deli, Federal Way, Washington. That's 2565 South Gateway Center Place, Federal Way, Washington. And that'll be the show, which is 4 to 6 local time in the Pacific Coast. And then following at 6:30, give me time to maybe have a break, water, food, I don't know. I'll do a live lecture. It'll be like starting a lecture at 9:30 at night. So watch me and my sleepy self try to stay awake. You guys throw some good questions at me. I'll be there for you. And then we've got the Natural Products Association Northwest in Oregon. Also, Truth About Cancer Live coming up October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tom Woods Show, 1,000th episode. I plan to be there. That'll be Saturday evening, September 30th, at the Rosen Center Hotel, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. They call it iDrive. This weekend, heading to Curacao. Remember we were going to do a health healing retreat? Well, people were not really, I think they were a little nervous about, hey, is it too close to Venezuela? I'm going to check it out for you. And I'm going to meet with some of the folks from the tourism department, perhaps even from the Ministry of Health. Rudolph DeBlet is going to be there, and Dr. Sunil Pai. We're going to check it out and show you. Kind of pretty cool. And one of the things I have to do, Super Don, you have to remind me, I got to get a new Curacao muscle shirt for Ty Bollinger. He's done, wore out the other one. This is a tie-dyed one. So I'm going to, that's my biggest goal down there is nothing but to find a muscle shirt for Ty Bollinger. So,
you know, what's fascinating to me about this is, you know, how often are you taking a trip to go speak with somebody at a Ministry of Health? Hmm. I mean, that's just like you're meeting like with a government agency.
That's kind of crazy. I know. Yeah.
Is it? I mean, are you going to stop at the Ministry of Silly Walks before you leave? Or
they might say he should be in the Ministry of Silly Walks by that time. Certainly the Ministry of Silly Dances. But we hope to be able to do a live video feed as well. We'll see what happens as far as what kind of access we have to high speed internet. They say that it's going to be good, and it'll be great. But look, this is the rough part. You know, we talk about countries. The ministries of health, or whatever they call them, health departments or FDAs of the world, pretty much owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You get certain areas of the world, and they're looking for some way, an angle to become a destination for tourism. Maybe they're partially a destination. They'd like to be better. An island like Curacao, you think about it, it's far off the beaten track in terms of the Caribbean. Of course, they have advantages now because of the disaster that happened in the Virgin Islands, St. Martin, which is also connected to the Netherlands, part of it, and the other part, France. But they're out of the hurricane zone. But still, now people are nervous because Venezuela is just going kaput because of socialism. Are people going to flood in? Is it going to be a refugee crisis? And no, the Netherlands Navy, as I talked about, is protecting that island. But they also have the need to say, you know, what could differentiate us? Why would people fly all the way to us? Yes, it's a beautiful place. Yes, they can have a wonderful time. How about a healing retreat where you can actually access the kind of healing that people really desire, that are really, they're looking for? I mean, heck, the people in the United States will go to Mexico because they're not allowed to do it in America, the kind of healing they can get in Mexico. So why not, right? Take a vacation and make that accessible. So that's part of my plan, is to integrate with them, talk about the possibilities, and hey, we'll see. If nothing else, it'll be a great time, and y'all get to see some fun video from an island down there near South America. Anyway, with that, we hope that Bill Gates is not going to be there. I pray that Bill Gates, I mean, is that wrong to pray that? But I don't want Bill Gates coming anywhere near me. He has revealed now the biggest public health threats over the next 10 years. Like, this guy knows. Bill Gates, he writes code. He's a multi-billionaire. And he's in now with the globalists. He says, I got the top 10 list, and you know HIV is one of them. What? That bogus test that can't detect what you claim is causing immune destruction, right there he's disqualified. But everything's about the promotion of vaccines, is it not, Superdon? It's all about vaccines to prevent infections. There is go ahead, Superdon.
You're right. I mean, that's what, you know, when you think of Bill Gates, you know, outside of the fact of Microsoft and computers, what he's known for is vaccines. That's his thing. Now, I know he's a philanthropist, and he's, you know, put money in a lot of different places. He's really championed the push for trying to get vaccines all over the world. And so when you look at this list that he's put together, you know, yes, HIV is one of them. But, you know, he brings up diabetes, Alzheimer's, you know, and then in some of the more like third world countries, you got malaria, diarrhea, pneumonia, TB, yada, 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 whatever. The solution to all of those things that he's pushing on this is vaccines. I mean, that's just what we know this. Anybody who spent any time doing any reading or research on what it is he's been doing with his foundation. That's what it's all about. Now, you know, I'll throw him a little bit of a bone, and I know you probably don't want me to, but I will because he does mention that there are things, environmental factors, right?
Right.
That are contributing to a lot of these diseases. And he goes into talking about unclean drinking water, unsanitary living conditions, poor sexual health practices. So, I mean, at least there's some acknowledgement there. But then he just ruins the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because he then finishes the thought by saying that, well, we need research efforts on permanent solutions. And what are the is it cleaning up the water? Is that the permanent solution? No. Is it taking care of the sewage that's running in the streets? That's not the permanent solution. The permanent solution for him, as anybody would predict, is vaccines. That, to him, is the permanent solution to solving the problem of all these diseases running wild in these third world countries.
Well, this is why I say they pay lip service to the terrain. They never mention Antoine Béchamp like we do here, but even if they were to mention him, it would be a lip service scenario. It'd be like, oh, yeah, we remember that guy. But move on. Moving on, here are the shots. And then they say, well, disease-carrying insects. So what's their solution for disease-carrying insects? Larvicides, pesticides, toxic poisons that destroy immunity. Now, as long as there's been insects on the planet, well, let me just say it this way. As long as there's been humans on the planet, there's been insects. And somehow we've been able to survive insects. And now suddenly the only way we can survive insects is by poisoning them and killing them. Really? How about looking into the areas of, as you said, raw sewage, still stagnant water, where the breeding ground for these disease-carrying insects exists? And even if you are to be somehow interacting with an insect like a mosquito, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to succumb to whatever they're carrying. It depends on whether your immune system is strong enough to fight it off, to withstand it, or not. And that comes back to what? Not that you have an antibody, but that you have an immune system intact and functioning. Now, that means you've got to clean up the water, because if not, you are going to have such gut dysbiosis, you're going to have such diarrheal diseases, your body's expelling the disaster that is in your gut, and then you should replenish the gut with probiotics, cultured foods, fermented foods, things like that, that native tribes around the world, you know, know about. But in our culture, in the Western reductionist, kill everything, let God sort them out mind culture, we have this idea that the only way to survive is by killing other living things. It's like kill or be killed. That's always living in, that's like the dinosaur consciousness. If humans were dinosaurs, and many humans behave as if they're dinosaurs. And I don't want to live
Neanderthal.
That way. Neanderthal, I could say, perhaps.
Right. And Robert, I want to point something out here that I think it's funny. Well, not in a truly funny way, but in a morbidly funny way, where he's wanting to go after neurological diseases, right?
Really?
Alzheimer's and dementia, you know, that's one of the things on his top 10 list. How much sense does it make that if you are concerned about Alzheimer's and dementia, that, and you want to point out the fact that a lot of this has to do with environmental factors that are causing these problems. So you're worried about Alzheimer's and dementia, but then you're going to go out there and you're going to spray pesticides and larvicides to kill mosquitoes to stop other diseases, and not acknowledge the fact that that is part of the environmental factor that's causing the Alzheimer's and the dementia.
How about the beloved flu shot with mercury? How about all the other shots with aluminum? And then they'll say, well, you know what? We can develop a vaccine that will help you attack the plaque, right, that was put on there because of mercury and aluminum and a lack of selenium and a deficiency of silicon. So it's such an absurdist notion to think that Bill Gates has any credibility at all. Anything that he says about health should be looked at like he's wearing a dunce cap and run the other way, or at least walk the other way and ignore it. And it's hard to ignore because all the money he's throwing around to governments and non-governmental organizations. And then you get allies like Thomas Frieden, used to be head of the CDC. Now he's starting, he was under Obama, now he's starting a global health initiative that's going to focus on heart health and epidemic preparedness. Dude, we already got that covered. We know how to prevent heart attacks. And it isn't avoiding saturated fat, which they're probably going to say, yes, eat the low-fat diet. Nonsense. eat a healthy fat diet that includes saturated fats. But he wants to attack the other area, epidemic preparedness. What is that? That's always going to be vaccines, is it not? Whatever happened to the law of the terrain? Once again, I bring this up because these are the experts. These are the people that are getting all the money, the millions to billions, to fund their projects. Why? Because they're specifically not, even if they mention cleaning up the water, they're specifically not going in there, setting up an infrastructure to maintain healthy water for people in Africa, in India, in areas where it's squalor conditions. They're not doing what actually would work. They're doing what will profit the multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Now, that somebody will say, well, you're a leftist for saying that. I'm like, no, I'm just not a corporatist and I'm not a statist. I want the freedom to help people. These NGOs, sometimes they do good, I'll say it. Occasionally that'll happen, but more often than not, they become tools and stooges of pharmaceutical companies to go in under the guise of helping a nation. They get in there and they'll say, hey, we'll give you loans, but you have to give us your people. We're going to come in and vaccinate them. We're going to experiment on them. We're going to sterilize them. They're not going to say they're going to sterilize them, but that's, you know, some of the leaders of some of these countries have acknowledged, like the tetanus shot, how it was resulting in sterilization, how we're seeing the HPV vaccine resulting in basic sterilization. And you begin to say there's a nefarious plot afoot. And that's not a theory. That's a fact, whether it's by accident, which is hard to argue, but you could say they didn't know. But the end result is the same, so really does it matter? Are you going to participate in that? Are you going to throw money at that? Are you going to go say rah-rah when the next Hollywood celebrity says Bill Gates is wonderful or Thomas Frieden from the CDC under Obama is great because he's doing some good work here? No, I call BS on that. Even if it sounds good and it makes you feel good, the end result is not good.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge. charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
ELO. My rock and roll street cred is really good on the show, but if you're watching on YouTube, it just took a dive, right? We're playing all kinds of music that Superdom's just kind of doing the groan thing. And Ben on the board's having a good time. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I mentioned that the upcoming events are in the show notes. Thanks to Superdon, they're there. And I've updated the location of the lecture in Seattle at Federal Way location of Marlene's Market in Delhi, October the 11th. And that's going to be a big deal. I haven't been out to Seattle in a long time. And then I've got a health food store event, which is just for the owners and personnel for the Northwest region of the Natural Products Association. That'll be on Friday the 13th out there. That'll be fun. That'll be in Portland, Oregon. I love Portland. Superdon, you've been to Portland or not? Because you've been an Oregonian for a while.
I went to Portland, and I think I've been there twice. I went there one time to the Rose Garden with my son because he's a big WWE fan, right?
Right,
and they had a WWE show.
Yeah,
up at the Rose Garden in Portland, and so yeah, I mean, it's a big city. It's no different than if you went to Seattle or San Francisco or something like that. It's insane traffic, giant skyscrapers, and make sure you lock the doors on your car.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. we'll see. And Oregon is a cannabis free state or a free cannabis state? What would you say?
Potato, potato. I don't know. I guess it's about the same thing. It is legalized all the way around.
The cannabis is flowing in Oregon. I don't know, Washington State as well.
Yeah, I think they did it in Washington as well.
Okay, Pacific Northwest is high up on the latitude scale. Apparently.
Up in smoke.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. I was thinking about longevity issues. Right. I was talking earlier about surviving the hurricanes. Preparedness. And I didn't get into the practical preparedness, have enough duct tape, that kind of thing. It was more or less the connection to source, recognizing that everything here is temporary, but you're not. You're immortal. It's just this physical shell. This we inhabit while we're here. It's kind of cool, kind of the opportunity is awesome. If you're suffering and in pain, you can argue with me. And I know my wife has been that way for 6 years. She seems to have come out of it, which is really exciting. And, you know, and then our friend, I think of Liam Sheff, you know, I talk about coming off of a hurricane and power outages. He would love to talk about this stuff on the air. I mean, I miss him at this moment thinking about we could have Liam on today. Don, and we could talk, you know, be talking in the depth of what life is like after electricity, right, at the same level that it flows today. And, you know, there's an element of neighbor meeting neighbor. There's a lot more of that going on now in Florida, as in Houston. And there's where you find out not everybody hates everybody. When disaster strikes, you start now reaching out and you get to know people and you're like, wow, you know, I don't care what color your skin is. Really never did. And now now the media has to say, why is that black guy looking at that white guy and they're holding hands or they're hugging and they're helping each other? It's because that's what humans do when left alone to figure it out without being told by elitist scum in the media that everybody's supposed to hate everybody. The leftists say I don't even want to go there except to say that these disasters really can show you what's important in life, that we can help one another. And again, it's done by choice, not by force. Right? The heavy hand of government says, oh, you have to do it the way we say. No, we'd like to help each other out because I kind of like, you know, when people ask me, why are you so anti-government? I'm like, I don't think of myself so much as anti-government. It's just I want to be left alone because I think I can do better than they can do. And that's not me being haughty or egotistical. I think all of you can do better than what government can do. It's just that I don't want to be limited in my freedom to help another person. Right? As a healer, people come to me all the time, ask questions. Hey, what can I do? What can I do? I'm happy to help them. Now, if I were to hang a shingle and start charging people for that, probably the government's going to have an interest in that. Not a legitimate one, but they're going to say, hey, we want in. We want a piece of that action. That's where government is mob rule, mob mentality. It's like the mafia, but made legal. Not lawful, but legal. 99-year-old grandpa still working on the farm, providing an example for his kids and grandkids. And this is really a great example of someone who gets up in the morning, he's ready to go to work, he's got a purpose in life. That's why he's still here. If you don't have a purpose in life, you're not going to last a long time. Not without heavy medication, and even then, it's only going to appear to last a long time. This morning on Kathy Lee and Regis, whatever that show, Live with Kelly and Ryan it's called now. They had like a 90-plus-year-old woman who's a dancer, wants to be on Dancing with the Stars. She's doing yoga that Ryan Seacrest can't do. And my mom at 83, dancing up a storm, loving the dance. Go out there and dance. You will live a long, happy, healthy life. Activity, movement, life. It is dance, even though I can't dance very well. Occasionally, you'll find me doing something very silly if you're watching me on YouTube. Next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. A lot of stories. You want to be with me? Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.